Well, I suppose it's a strange night. It's a strange end to such a long period of time over 3 days. I wasn't aware, when the vote was being taken that we could come back here on the 21st. But what we done tonight as a party, Fine Gael, we presented the budget, we revised it again, we put forward a proposal. I've said it yesterday, I say it again today. There was no other proposals put to the council floor other than that of Fine Gael, Labour, the Independents. And that was a joint revised proposal following the Fine Gael proposal last night. So I to be quite honest, Barry, I don't know what the game is at play, but all I've heard is national politics being discussed, and it's the first time in my 10 years in the council that so much national politics could be discussed on a Donegal County Council revenue budget to provide services to the people of Donegal. And I think the people who voted against the budget tonight, if they didn't feel it was correct, they should have put forward their budget proposal. And that wasn't forthcoming from either Sinn Féin or Fianna Fáil. So, normally you would get, a proposal or a counter proposal based on the budget. There was one proposal, it was voted on, but the people who voted against it decided then 15 minutes later the opportunity to come next Monday and at the same time talk about taking a stand for the people of Donegal. It was a 12-minute stand. Fine Gael and the grouping that was formed between Labour and Independents, to turn down a 2% rate decrease, I think is extraordinary. Development Fund Initiative was to be increased 25,000 for the Donegal Centre of Excellence for the GA to introduce a Donegal brand initiative to seek further funding for roads. All that was rejected, and 15 minutes later, people were saying that they'll come back next Monday. I don't know why they're coming back next Monday, because the budget book won't change. It's the same budget book. If come back next Monday, maybe they should bring proposals with them.
Now, the county secretary made everyone aware that the meeting could be adjourned after the budget proposals were rejected. All the parties have said they weren't aware of this. All the parties have been meeting with council management all day. What have yous been talking about? How could yous not be aware of this?
Well, it's not that we weren't aware of it. It was actually circulated, as Liam Ward, the county secretary, said a number of weeks ago. But it didn't really become an issue until such times as the budget was voted against. As I say, I'm 10 years here, and in the previous 9 budgets in my time, no one ever voted against the budget. Well, you could have voted against it, but the budget never failed. There was always a majority to support the budget. But tonight, for the first time, I'd say probably in the history of the council, there wasn't a majority to support the budget. So then Liam Ward expressed what happens in that situation. So it was new to everybody. But if there's another day out next Monday, the thing I suppose that got me, how Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin can sit there and vote against the budget, and then 15 minutes later say, "Well, shall we come back next Monday?" After making no proposals, it does not make sense to me.